This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, a hump day, we have crested the peak of the week, and wow, do we have a great show tonight. Yes, I am going to give you all my thoughts on the, I mean, it wasn't a State of the Union officially, but that's really what it was. The speech that wasn't, but was a State of the Union last night. I will discuss that. We'll open up the show talking about that. We'll talk about the ongoing tariff war. We're going to talk about the system's efforts, including the Supreme Court's efforts to throw stumbling blocks in front of not Trump, the American people, all that. Toupees, Zelensky emails, and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I actually want to begin. I want to begin here tonight, and I'm gonna talk about something. It's gonna be a little bit historical, so I'm warning you about that. But let's discuss something. It's gonna be about Democrats and how they screwed everything up and how they screwed up their popularity, because I don't know if you've seen the polling after last night's speech from Donald Trump, but there's not much that surprises me, and it's not because I'm all-knowing, it's just because I'm cynical and old. When I saw the approval numbers of last night's speech, my jaw hit the floor. 77%. This is a CBS poll, by the way. CBS, not exactly a right-wing publication. After Trump's speech last night, 77 support his plan to cut government waste, 77 back immigration, 76 approve of the speech itself, 76 approve of removing the congressman, that moron Al Green. I mean, I could go down the list. It's 76, 74, 73. You can't find approval numbers like that for anybody anywhere. The American people watched Donald Trump speak for 2 hours. And yes, I watched every minute of it with my wife and my buddy Luis and his wife. I watched every single minute of it. I loved it. But I knew I was going to love it. It's Trump. I love most of what he talks about. Not all of it, but most of it. I knew I was going to like it. I knew you were going to like it. 77% of American people liked it. And then I look at the Democrat approval numbers, which are still disastrous, and now, today, they're even worse. And I think to myself, how did they miss it? Where did they miss it? And before we get to Trump specifically in the speech, and I'll play you the things that are going to kind of prove my point, but you know there is a difference. Not all communists, at least originally, were the same in the Soviet Union. You realize that Bolsheviks and Mensheviks were two different kinds of communists. Don't worry, I'm not going to spend a long time on this, so don't get bored. But originally, there were Bolshevik communists and there were Menshevik communists in the Soviet Union. Now, what was the difference in them? And this is going to bring me to the modern Democrat Party here in a moment. The Mensheviks believed that communism was right, communism was good, of course, just like the Bolsheviks. But they believed that they should, over time, gradually make the changes that were necessary as they slowly but surely sell those changes to the Russian people. More of a let me talk you into communism type thing. That's really what the Mensheviks believed. The Bolsheviks, who, spoiler alert, they were the ones who ended up winning this whole civil war, the Bolsheviks didn't believe that at all. The Bolsheviks believed that people would not accept communism, and if they did, they wouldn't accept it fast enough. And they weren't necessarily wrong about that. Yeah, I mean, Chris is like, yeah, I mean, they made a good point. So the Bolsheviks believed that people should be forced by a select few of the ruling communists, the elite communists I talk to you about all the time. They believed a few elite communists should simply take power and make everybody accept communism. Now, remember, they all wanted to end up at the same place with the same sick demonic religion ruling everybody. They all wanted that, but they very much disagreed on how to get there. The Mensheviks wanted to talk you into it. Hey, take your time. We'll meet again tomorrow. The Bolsheviks wanted to stick a gun in your face and say, accept it or I'll blow your freaking head off. The Bolsheviks won. That became more the standard of communism around the globe. And honestly, that's a big reason why communists have murdered so many people. They just believe in force. Your opinion on it doesn't matter at all. They believe in forcing this on you. Now, Donald Trump gives a speech last night, a two-hour speech. And it really was awesome. It was awesome. We are going to play a bunch of clips of it, and I'll react to things like that. But laying out America's great, America's hopeful, laying out his plan to secure the border. And it wasn't as if it was a nonpartisan speech, pointing fingers at Democrats. You weaponized the government.
We've ended weaponized government where, as an example, a sitting president is allowed to viciously prosecute his political opponent, like me. How did that work out? Not too good. Not too good.
One of the great lines of the night. How did that work out? I'm surprised somebody hasn't printed that on a t-shirt today. In fact, someone probably did. How did that work out? But let's discuss that specifically, in fact, when it comes to Bolsheviks and Mensheviks. How did the Democrat Party go from having absolutely everything to being in some trouble now? Now, I have to be honest with you. After we're done with this Trump State of the Union stuff, we're going to move on to what happened in the Supreme Court today and some of the stuff from Lindsey Graham. And we're going to have a bit of a sober wake-up call on where we are and where we're going. So it's not all going to be sunshine and roses, but let's focus on the good right now. How did the Democrats find themselves on the outs so badly? Low 30% approval rating. In the meantime, 76% of the country watched Donald Trump and said, yeah, sounds good. Sign me up for that. How did that happen? Well, they tried to force everything on everybody. They stopped trying to sell it, and they started trying to force it, and it absolutely doomed them because now that they're out of power, now that they don't control everything, they are still of the mind that force is what is necessary, that you must make people do things, make people do that, instead of selling themselves. No, 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 this is what I really want. Everything has become about forcing you to do it. And the party has this rigid, absolute rigidity. Is that how you say that word, Chris? I went to community college. Rigidity. It has this rigidity to it, where there is no ebb and flow, there's no flexibility, I guess I should say, from within the party. And let me tell you exactly what I'm talking about. Like last night, one of the most famous things, I'm sure you've already talked about it today, maybe you've talked about it with friends, family, maybe you watched people say things about it on the news, but let's talk about the heartfelt moments from last night. Jocelyn Nungary, a 12-year-old girl from actually my area, from the Houston area. She was kidnapped by two barbarians that Joe Biden led into the country on purpose. She did not die quickly. It was a terrible way to go. It's awful. Absolutely awful. The story just shatters my heart. Her mom was there last night. And Trump, you know what a jerk I am. Trump announces in a moment that it got me a little bit misty, announces that because young Jocelyn loved animals, that he was going to name a wildlife refuge after her. An amazing moment.
The death of this beautiful 12-year-old girl and the agony of her mother and family touched our entire nation greatly. Alexis, I promised that we would always remember your daughter, your magnificent daughter. And earlier tonight, I signed an order keeping my word to you. One thing I have learned about Jocelyn is that she loved animals so much. She loved nature. Across Galveston Bay from where Jocelyn lived in Houston, you will find a magnificent national wildlife refuge, a pristine, peaceful, 34,000-acre sanctuary for all of God's creatures on the edge of the Gulf of America. Alexis, moments ago, I formally renamed that refuge in loving memory of your beautiful daughter, Jocelyn.
That's a wonderful moment. That's a wonderful way to honor not just the 12-year-old girl we lost, her mother, who's left behind in agony every day. Can you imagine how many nights that mother must go to sleep crying herself to sleep? It's awful. And not one Democrat stood up and clapped. Not one. Not one that I could see on my... If there was, it was one. Not many. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the speech. Let's talk about great things. Before we get to that, let me tell you about Pure Talk. That's a great thing. There was a lot of hire American, build things in America talk last night. There was all kinds of that. You know, Pure Talk didn't wait until Donald Trump got elected before they started hiring Americans. Pure Talk made that a priority back when the communists ran everything. Because Pure Talk loves this country. Their CEO walked the jungles of Vietnam for this country. Not one, two tours. Pure Talk, when you get a hold of them, when you dial #250 and you say Jesse Kelly, not only will it be fast and easy to switch your cell phone service, not only will you save a fortune, you get to talk to an American. Isn't that wonderful? And it's sad that it's rare, but you know it's rare. No more do you have to talk to beep beep somewhere. No more. Hello, can I help you? No more. Now it's a pleasant American. Switch your phone service to a company that cares about this country enough to hire our countrymen. #250 and say Jesse Kelly is where you go to switch. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Talking about Trump's State of the Union last night and the state of the Democrat Party and why they're in such a terrible place. They're in a terrible place, not only because Donald Trump is doing popular things. I read you the numbers from last night's speech. The American people loved it. It's almost 80%. The American people loved it. It's not just that. It's because they're Bolsheviks and not even Mensheviks. What does that mean? Well, they believe in force. Forcing, not convincing, not gradual, forcing their beliefs on everyone. And this includes with each other. Now, for example, what am I talking about? Here's a great example of it. I already played the Jocelyn Nungary thing where Donald Trump is renaming a wildlife refuge after her. And every Democrat sat. And her mother, her poor, blessed mother, Alexis is her name, obviously offended.
It was truly an honor, a very surreal feeling to be sitting in that area to remember the life that Jocelyn had. I found it very cowardly that a lot of the Democrats didn't stand, didn't clap, didn't do anything to support anything that Donald Trump is trying to do.
Oof. Cowardly. Lays it out there. But how could Democrats be that dumb? How could you take a heartfelt moment like that? It's not even that you have to believe it, right? You don't even have to believe it that you should clap. But how can you not understand politically that you need to clap? How can you not get it? It wasn't just that one, of course. Maybe the most popular moment of the night, the one that had Ob crying, Ob never cries, is the 13-year-old cancer patient. 13-year-old adorable kid gets up there. Well, here it was.
And tonight, DJ, we're going to do you the biggest honor of them all. I am asking our new Secret Service Director, Sean Curran, to officially make you an agent of the United States Secret Service.
I watched the State of the Union with four people. Well, including me. Four people last night. Wasn't a dry eye in the place, I'll tell you that much. 13-year-old kid, his eyes lit up. I'm sure you saw it. He wrapped his arms around the Secret Service agent who handed him his badge, and that was it. I mean, that was it. Everybody was all, oh my gosh, who's cutting onions in here? Camera pans over to the Democrats. Nobody stands. Nobody claps. Why? How? How could you be, again, even if you're this cold, unfeeling monster who's not moved by that, even if that's the case, you're a politician. You have to know instinctively as a politician, oh my gosh, that's a moment America's going to love. I can't be seen to be against that. But not only did that not happen, you went to the media, Nicole Wallace, Rachel Maddow, they doubled down.
And I hope he has a long life as a law enforcement officer. But I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the six who loses his life to suicide.
What did you say? Well, Rachel Maddow wasn't any better, by the way.
For the record, and this is disgusting, the president made a spectacle out of praising a young man who thus far survived pediatric cancer, as if the president had something to do with that.
Do you know who Senator Werner is? Probably not. He's not a well-known senator. Yesterday, Senator Werner, he came out and said on the news, hey, at least Trump's securing the border, and that's a good thing. He's a Democrat, right? That's a good thing. Well, later on, he went on MSNBC, and he said this.
You were saying on Fox News, I believe it was yesterday, that Donald Trump has done a good job at the border. So do you agree with that assessment, that Donald Trump is the only thing that's needed to change the circumstances at the border?
I think it is good that we're at a 25-year low in terms of border crossing. My words yesterday, yeah, they were not great. Let me be the first to acknowledge that.
Basically is forced to grovel on television, apologizing for acknowledging a secure border is a good thing. Why? Why are Democrats in free fall? Why are they in this bizarre death spiral? And they can't seem to do just fairly obvious things to get themselves out of it. Well, there's this rigidity, used it again, Chris, in your face. There's this rigidity to communism where they're not allowed to do even common sense things if it appears to hurt or hold back the revolution. They've completely given up even the idea of being Mensheviks, of talking to each other, convincing each other about things. Now it's all about force. You will not clap. You will not stand. You will not. You think there weren't Democrats who weren't in that crowd who wanted to stand up and cheer and at least cheer on the young man? And of course there were, but they knew the savages in their party would destroy him for it, and they sat there on their hands. It's fantastic to watch this party of demons not be able to save itself. All right, let's talk about some other things about the speech. We'll play some clips. We got all kinds of stuff tonight. Let's talk about life, saving a life, the life of a child. What's more precious than that? The life of an unborn baby. It's the best thing you can ever do is save one of them because they are completely defenseless. If a mother decides she's going to kill her baby, that baby doesn't have anybody but you. That's the truth. Preborn, they give that woman a free ultrasound. They find the women who are about to abort their babies and they give her a free ultrasound. Free to the mother, I should point out, but it's not free. Of course, nothing is. The ultrasound costs $28. $28 buys the life of an unborn baby who's about to be killed. That's what you and preborn do. Over 200 babies a day saved by you. People walking the planet because of you. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you go to give. Preborn.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, celebrating not just a wonderful Wednesday, every day above ground is a good day, celebrating in a speech I really loved last night. I don't even like political speeches, you know that. I don't hardly ever watch them. They're not my thing. I watched all 2 hours. Trump killed it. There are some things that I obviously disagree with in there, but he just did so well. And the American people loved it. And also celebrating the fact that the Democrat Party, the communists, they've become such a party of force that they're not allowed to save themselves. They're not allowed to appear sane. They have to be insane, and the American people freaking hate it. Al Green, that moron congressman, sadly, from Texas, gets up right at the beginning, disrupting everything, shouting, waving his cane around. I really want a cane, I should point out, but that's another story entirely. Gets kicked out of the thing. Woohoo! We're resisting! Hey, what'd the American people think of it?
Wanting to get reaction on Congressman Al Green's antics and being ejected, 80% of speech watchers said that the Democratic congressman's interrupting of Trump's speech was inappropriate. Only 20% of speech watchers thought what Green did was appropriate, Aaron.
A party completely lost because they still try to force things and they have no power to do so. Now, Trump did a lot of great things last night. And part of the reason I love the speech so much wasn't just because he said a bunch of things I agree with. That's the norm. He's Donald Trump. He's going to say a bunch of things I agree with, a bunch of things you agree with. Even if you hate him, he's going to say a bunch of things you agree with in that speech. It was because of how clear, one, he added humor, which was great. But two, because of how clear he was pointing out what Democrats have done to the American people, to the American taxpayer, pointing out the insanity of it. And a lot of that I loved, not because I knew you needed to hear it. You already knew all that stuff. I know all that stuff. But because of how many people, the norms and normas, didn't know, and to have the American president lay out before them, this is what these people have done to you. It's valuable.
$8 million for making mice transgender. This is real.
He laid out all those things. Millions for this, millions for that, millions for this. How dumb do you feel if you're somebody who has to defend that? It's wonderful. And if you're Norma, again, you already knew. You're sitting at home and you find that that's what they're doing with your tax money. How angry are you? And that's what we need. We need the American people, all of them, not just us, not just the anti-communists. We need the American people to understand just how evil the American left is, so they are never allowed into power again, ever. And on that note, I played this at the beginning, but it is really, really true. It's extremely true. Oh, wait, I have a longer list here. Let's do this first.
$40 million to improve the social and economic inclusion of sedentary migrants. Nobody knows what that is. $8 million to promote LGBTQI+ in the African nation of Lesotho, which nobody has ever heard of. $60 million for indigenous peoples and Afro-Colombian empowerment in Central America. $60 million.
It's not only humorous to have your corruption laid bare in front of the world. How bad does it make the American left look? But it wasn't only that. I played the clip earlier about the weaponization of government. Let's talk about this really quickly. Donald Trump pointed it out again. And that's valuable because the American people will forget if they are not reminded. The Democrat Party arrested and convicted and tried to throw in prison their political opponent. The Democrat Party arrested, convicted, and tried to throw in prison their political opponent. And it's something, because of the results of the election, it's something we know the American people rejected it. Think about that. That was a valuable thing. What if the Democrats had watched what they did to Donald Trump and watched it work? What if they'd won the election after all that? What do you think that would have done to those animals? It would have been like throwing chum in the water for sharks. Instead, the American people said, oh, gosh, no, actually, no, we're voting for him. Keep reminding them about this, Trump.
And we've ended weaponized government where, as an example, a sitting president is allowed to viciously prosecute his political opponent, like me. How did that work out? Not too good. Not too good.
It was well done. And just one more quick thing here. One more quick thing that he pointed out that kind of goes to the point I've been making about how they're not allowed. They're just simply not allowed to stand up and clap for anything. They're not allowed to be happy about anything. They must just join forces looking like idiots at all times. It wasn't a throwaway line to me. Trump dropped this out there right at the beginning of the speech, and I turned to Ab as he said it, and I thought, that's really, really well done, because he knew how they were going to act, and he told the American people how they were going to act, and then, of course, they proceeded to act exactly like that and make themselves look awful.
And once again, I look at the Democrats in front of me, and I realize there is absolutely nothing I can say to make them happy or to make them stand or smile or applaud. Nothing I can do. I could find a cure to the most devastating disease, a disease that would wipe out entire nations, or announce the answers to the greatest economy in history, or the stoppage of crime to the lowest levels ever recorded. And these people sitting right here will not clap, will not stand, and certainly will not cheer for these astronomical achievements. They won't do it, no matter what.
They wouldn't. One final point. I think I said that last time. Whatever. I'm adding another one. That young girl, Peyton McNabb, I think her name was. Peyton McNabb. Have you seen the video of that? You know there's a video you can watch. It's on social media of her playing volleyball. And the dude who's pretending to be a chick spikes that ball off of her face. And she just collapses into a heap. And it's awful. It's just awful. See a young lady destroyed like that. To know that the communists are so beholden to the demonic trans cult, they couldn't cheer for it. In fact, they stand against it. That's an 80-20 issue.
Years ago, Peyton McNabb was an all-star high school athlete, one of the best, preparing for a future in college sports. But when her girls' volleyball match was invaded by a male, he smashed the ball so hard in Peyton's face, causing traumatic brain injury, partially paralyzing her right side, and ending her athletic career. It was a shot like she's never seen before. She's never seen anything like it. Peyton is here tonight in the gallery, and Peyton, from now on, schools will kick the men off the girls' team, or they will lose all federal funding.
That's an 80-20 issue. I don't care if you're the most pro-tranny person in the world. If you're a politician who wants power back, you can't get on the opposite side. You can't be on the 20 side of an 80-20 issue. And the communists are so beholden to the LGBTQ Air Force mob.
Why are you gay?
They can't. They're not allowed to come out and say, hey, you know, maybe dudes beating up chicks and boxing, maybe that's not for the best. Maybe young ladies becoming partially paralyzed because some freak busts a volleyball off of her face, maybe that's not good. They're not even allowed to say the bare minimum. Wild. Wild to watch. All right, let's address this Supreme Court thing that happened today. It may get a little dark, but we have to talk about it. We talked about it before. Before we talk about that, let's talk about pain. I'm talking about the daily nagging pain. No, not watching The View. The physical pain that holds you back. Let me ask you, what don't you do now that you used to do? Is there an activity? You used to go hiking. You used to go swimming. You used to play racquetball. Is there an activity you used to do that now you don't do because it hurts? Your hand hurts. You find yourself rubbing your hands. Your neck, wake up in the morning rubbing your neck. What hurts? What if that pain could go away? I'm not talking about masking it. We do that too much. You take something to mask it. It's terrible for you. And I'm not talking about ignoring it. We have to stop that. It's there. Let's deal with it. Relief Factor is how you deal with it. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. The longer you take it, the better it works. You take it. As it builds up in your system, it supports your body's natural response to inflammation. 3 weeks of it is $19.95. That's it. Just try it. If it doesn't work, what have you lost? Nothing. $19.95. That's it. ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, and that was Jewish producer Chris bringing us back with a little Al Green, who walked out of the speech of Trump's last night. So great music, not that great of a congressman. It is what it is. Now let's move on and talk about some other things. Oh, and I should note, little programming note, as a radio professional, Brandon Weikert is going to join us halfway through next hour. You know how last night we were talking about the what, Chris? What? At the bottom of the hour, Chris. And that means it's at the 30 mark, right? That's what bottom of the hour means. Didn't you tell me it's the hand on the clock? That's what you're doing? The big hand on the clock. Okay, so at the bottom of the hour, Brandon Weikert is going to join us. You know how we were talking last night about the history of Ukraine, Russia, all that stuff? It's a fascinating place, fascinating history. Brandon knows a ton about that place. He actually wrote a book about it. He's going to join us for a segment and talk about it a little bit. And at the top of the third hour, hey, Chris, you hear that? Top of the third hour. Don't shake your head. That's impressive. At the top of the third hour, Brandon Darby's going to come on, our border expert. You know, you know Brandon Darby if you listen to this show. We don't have a ton of guests on. I admit that. I'd rather just listen to myself talk. But Brandon Darby's somebody, if you listen to this show, you've heard him. The guy's forgotten more about the cartels than anyone I've ever known. Did you know? Remember that time he told us on the show? He's had to sneak into Mexico in a trunk before. That's how dedicated to this issue he is. Anyway, at the top of the third hour, he's going to join us to talk about what's going on with the cartels. And the reason I'm bringing him on is he texted me. Now, we text, we talk, I know him. But I've never, ever in my life, I've never heard Brandon excited. And it's not that he's not happy. He's just, you hear him on the show, he's very even keel. He's just an even keel guy like me. You know, just very even. What, Chris? He's like me. He's very even keel. He texted me as excited as I have ever heard him about what's happening right now with Trump and the border. And I've never heard him excited, I don't think, before. Let's find out why. So that'll be at the top of the third hour. Look at those programming notes. That's so good. It's so well done. Also, Democrats are really, really lost right now. And I'm enjoying it so much. And some of them know it.
How they gonna snatch it back, Michael, when they holding up bingo?
Thank you, Simone.
Can we talk about it?
The bingo signs were killing me. I don't know who thought up the bingo signs, but they should be fired.
Michael, this is...
All right. Now, I don't want to be down. I don't want to be dark. So I'm going to hit this, and we're going to move on along and talk about some other things, okay? We'll get to tariffs, and we'll get to stuff like that. But the Supreme Court today, they made a ruling. Amy Coney Barrett, that traitorous piece of trash, decided to do what always seems to happen with our judges. Kavanaugh does it all the time, too. Decided she was going to side with the leftists and allow the lower court judge. Remember, they have all these crazy commie nutball lower court judges that Biden put into place. That she was going to side with the leftists and allow the lower court judge to force the Trump administration to shell out the $2 billion from U.S. aid. Now, what is that? Let's do keep in mind, this stuff Trump listed, that's the U.S. aid
stuff. $40 million to improve the social and economic inclusion of sedentary migrants. Nobody knows what that is. $8 million to promote LGBTQI+. in the African nation of Lesotho, which nobody has ever heard of. $60 million for indigenous peoples and Afro-Colombian empowerment in Central America. $60 million.
That's the USAID stuff. That's the stuff Elon Musk got in there and discovered. And that's the stuff that's had you blind with rage and me blind with rage. Just having it revealed to us, even though we already knew, having it laid out in front of us, this is how the monsters in this country, the communists in this country, this is how they've looted the treasury. It's awful. So Elon, Trump get in there and they put a stop to it. They say, hey, no, you're not doing this. Lower court judge says, hey, unfreeze that money, give it back. It gets to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court, with the aid of John Stinking Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett today, sided against us and said, hey, nope, you have to unfreeze that money. Send that money off to the trannies and the tranny mice and the VVV. And so I'm just going to again read. Well, here's a headline here. Graham, that would, of course, be Lindsey Graham. Graham warns the Trump budget's pick about going too far with the funding freeze. Hey, whoa. Don't go too far, guys. We don't want to cut too much. Hold on. Here's another headline from Free Beacon. Biden awarded $28 million to a mysterious vaccine company run by his COVID advisor and based out of a Maryland P.O. box. Pairs nicely with that story we did last night. Well, we didn't do it. The ones we brought to you last night about how we were shelling out $18 million a month for an empty warehouse. The only thing I'm going to say is this, because it's too dark and I don't want to stay on it. I want to move on and talk about other things tonight. If the system is successful in stopping the will of the American voter, Donald Trump was elected very popularly. If the system is successful in stopping the will of the American voter, if the American voter is told that no matter who he votes for, the corruption will continue. We will be closer to violence at the end of Donald Trump's presidency than at any time in the history of this country since the Civil War. We will be. You cannot deny, history says it, you cannot deny the will of the people without end. If they cannot vote for the things they want, they will choose other means. And I'm scared of that. I am. Because that's the last thing I want. I don't cheer for that. That's awful. If the system is successful in stopping the will of the American people, we are going to be in a very bad place. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to move along. Speaking of being in a very, very bad place, crime is going to be rampant in this country for quite some time, even with the illegals being deported. Because we have Democrats elected all over this country who are pro-crime. We're actually going to discuss some of them next hour. These sanctuary city mayors who make it their business to protect criminals. That's what they do. Everyone you love should have a burn a pistol launcher. Even if you carry concealed. I carry concealed. And I also carry non-lethal. I believe in that. If I walk out to my car tonight and there's a homeless guy laying on the hood of my car and he won't leave and he's making threats to me, unless he has a weapon, I don't want to kill him. I'm going to pop him in the chest with my burn a pistol launcher and call the cops. And while he's sitting there trying to claw the pepper cloud out of his eyes, I will be alive and so will he. Legal in all 50 states. It will save your life. You don't need a permit. You order it, it gets delivered to your door. Send one to your daughter, your mom, your wife, your husband. BYRNA, Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.